South Africa's news and information leader.
I'm sure you've been following the listeriosis outbreak and the impact of it. I think it's quite difficult to get a lot of the sausages or bologna on the shelves at the moment. And I don't know if you've seen much bologna recently, but after the huge scandal and the deaths, I mean, of nearly 200 people, there are calls for the factories that make products like bologna to be completely bacteria-free. The chief operations officer at the company EcoWise is Gareth Lloyd-Jones on the line now. Gareth, good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to the listeners.
Is it possible to have a bacteria-free environment in a facility where food, and particularly meat, is being processed?
Well, I think it depends where you talk in that environment. I think if one is talking about specifically the machinery that manufactures the food and the machinery that's in contact with the food, I think there's the possibility to have a zero bacteria count, a sterile environment. But certainly, in the related areas around these facilities, in the non-product handling areas, you know, the receiving areas where they're receiving raw materials, etc., I think it's almost going to be an impossible task to be completely bacteria-free, so to speak.
How do you manage it then?
Well, I think it needs to be managed on a risk-based approach. So one would need to identify what is the risk to actual contamination, and then decided on what specific allowable levels are going to be tolerated within certain areas based on that risk profile. And then once you've determined that, then to have a series of zones within your facility that then allow you to deal with the certain strategies and tactics that are required for the specific zone. So zone one would be extremely high risk, and zone four, for example, could be extremely low risk, and you would tackle the areas accordingly.
I would presume that's what Tiger Brands did, but something just went very wrong, probably more the execution than the thought.
Yes, look, I can't really comment in too much detail what went wrong there, but obviously if you look at the information that was obtained, their specific area that would have seemed to have caused the contamination being in the cooking process, so in the packing process, which one would have deemed to be safe, because you know you wouldn't really associate that after the product's been cooked to be of such high risk. So again, it illustrates that one needs to constantly be evaluating the risk within your facility and pushing the envelope on an ongoing basis to understand, is there any risk that we haven't identified? Is there any risk or hazard that we haven't seen on a continuous basis, and really pushing those boundaries? I mean, that's the key learning here.
When you have a factory like the ones Tiger Brands had or still has, it was infected with listeriosis. I mean, some of the reports from the health department said that it was literally everywhere. Can it be cleaned up, or are you going to just have to, I don't know, burn the place to the ground?
No, it can be cleaned up. I think we've seen other facilities that have had problems and have tackled it with a strategic approach, or let's call it a holistic approach. And, it involves basic things, like cleaning and using the correct chemicals and using the correct methods, in addition to making sure that, you know, your equipment's completely dismantled so you can get to all the points and harborage points, and to repeat that process as many times as you require to get it to the level that's required. And also looking at your facility and your design of your equipment, design of your facility, the state of the facility in terms of its maintenance and engineering. And really trying to re-engineer a lot of those potential risks out of your facility, and then making the ongoing maintenance and cleaning and sanitation of your facility an easier and more manageable one.
How do you think it happened that this only happened here? I mean, I think this is the worst listeriosis outbreak that the world's ever seen. I mean, that would suggest that something was happening very differently at this facility than it was in other places.
So bearing in mind, I think that one of the key aspects that we've seen here, and that's really related to how our food safety legislation is actually constructed, listeriosis was never a reportable communicable disease. So one looks back at some of the data, and we can see that there's been cases potentially linked to this one all the way back to 2013. But because no one was reporting particular cases and sending those samples like you would have to do for other diseases, there was no reporting and no monitoring of it. So the moment you started to see that it became a communicable disease, as per the health instruction at that time, you saw an incredible influx of these cases. So potentially, you know, you've had many outbreaks in South Africa that have been associated just, well, I've got a stomach bug or something. But actually, they could have very well have had listeriosis. So it's all a question of the information, the data, and the data being managed and reported on, which resulted in us in other countries. If you, for example, in the US, if you have only two cases that resemble the same symptoms, it's deemed to be an outbreak. And of course, there's an outbreak response, and so they tackle these things much quicker. And prevent from spreading, so to speak.
Okay, Gareth Lloyd-Jones, thanks very much indeed. Chief Operations Officer at the company EcoWise on the line there. 6 minutes now.